Yeah, boy, what's going on? Podcasting every day. How's everyone doing? You good? This is a second time on the mic in the lab. I'm in the lab, you know, like a fucking scientist. A scientist of poetry. Just trying to, you know, be consistent with my creativity. But, I don't know, the first one was a bit of a disaster. It was 20 minutes of me ranting, and listening back, it was, I wouldn't say painful or enlightening. Disturbing, concerning, sexy, all those things, you know what I mean? Strange listening back to yourself, and not liking you, the person you are at that moment, but then realizing it's a half hour later and you have evolved as a person. How about that? You can never catch me in the moment because there is actually no moment. Always in flux. Although, another philosophical view is that there is only but still moments. And the movement is an illusion, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm just fucking chilling before I go to a show. Pizza Albania, or known as Cafe Mode, the Covent Garden comedy cellar. Yeah, it's a real doozy. If you're a stupid tourist into getting stuck in a tourist trap, if you're a Groupon person, if you're a common slag from Essex, and you think you can have a night in London for less than 50 quid, come on down. We're hacks. I get a free pizza. I done it before and they didn't even give me the pizza, and I was just down there tearing the gaff up, telling them you got had by the cunts upstairs. They're not Italian, they're Albanian or some shit. The whole thing's a farce. These aren't comics, these are open mic bums. It's good times though. I can't recommend it more. It can be a good crack when I'm there. It's a good crack. I don't know what it's like the other nights of the week, but I'll drop in every once in a while. Oh man, I'm just out here living my best life, you know what I mean? Like some fucking chick or something. The week has been an empty void with no work, you know what I mean? I've been reading, I've been thinking, I've been, you know, not in a flow state. I've been doing a lot of yoga because I've got nothing else. I ain't got nothing else. I'm trying to get onto a clinical trial. That's my financial plan for the future. That is such a crackhead financial plan. Well, not exactly a crackhead one, because you have to stay pretty sober. Your blood's got to be clean. I've got a good body, you know what I mean? I do yoga and shit, so I'm sure the fucking big farmer's happy to see me. I always complain about vaccines and pharmaceuticals just to be contrarian, but when it comes to getting paid by them, but take my body, I'm a whore. I'm a dumb slag. Nah, I did it once a few years back in Melbourne, Australia, during lockdown. It was like a sci-fi movie. Being in a medical unit during the world's premier lockdown. I mean, Australia's a modern enough country as well. It was fucking, they never had some sort of lockdown situation, you know. It was pretty fucking sci-fi. And I got some good reading done. And they were like, you got good veins. And I was like, should I do heroin? And they were like, no. And I was like, then don't even tempt me. What are you talking about? Anyway. But, flicking through the Edinburgh catalogue released today. I saw me and Richie's shows are up. Nice. And then I was flicking through the shows. Flicking through, just looking for my enemies. Every page I see enemies. I started searching for stuff like, disabled shows. I'm trying to catch people out. I'm not going to expose them or say anything. I just like to know for myself who's faking autism to get an audience. And sure enough, but sure, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? That's neither here nor there. Should I do a podcast where I break down the Edinburgh catalogue and just go through each show rating people? I know him. He's a hack. He's a rat. He's a bum. He's actually funny. She's all right. I was browsing the news, you know. The UK is sending missiles to Russia. That's good news. You know what? You know what would spice things up? A couple of missiles heading towards London, where I currently am. Anywhere I'm at, I think they need to be missiles heading towards it, just to shut my fucking head up, you know? You know what they do if there's missiles heading towards London? First thing. Run down to Tesco, rob some beer, drink it in the aisle, scream at them, we're going to die anyway, and then I take a shit on the self-service one that doesn't take cash. The last moment on this earth I would spend proving a point that it would be far muse than it could ever be even deciphered. Shitting on the self-checkout cashless one because I fucking hate the fact that we only have to use a card. And then the scientists will come in 50 years when the toxic gases have cleared and the earth is no longer contaminated, and they'll see what happened to these victims in the blast, and they'll say, one of them was, you won't believe this, Doc, one of them was shitting on the self-checkout. You know, the one that doesn't take cash. And he's like, yeah, that's when they stopped using cash. Yeah, that's what one of them spent their last moments doing. Drinking a beer and shitting on the cardless self-checkout. That's mad. But I'm an android, what do I know? The line. Anyway, so, I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Blow us up? I don't care. What else is going on? Biden says he visited Ireland to make sure the Brits didn't screw around. What is he? He's so old and fucking retarded. It's mad, isn't it? It's like, I don't want my country to be associated with Joe Biden. We had JFK, John F. Kennedy, and his brother. The two that were assassinated because there was such trouble to the... Well, to who? The mob? Conservative America? Chicken Hawk warlords? Who knows? You know what I mean? That guy was fucking changing things like on a massive social level in the West in the 60s. And they fucking killed him. What's old fucking handicap? I don't even know my name, Joe. Saying. It's just embarrassing, you know what I mean? I think Ireland's kind of embarrassing. It was always embarrassing, wasn't it, really, if you think about it? Nah, that's a good crack, though, you know what I mean? What do I know? I'm living in my own reality tunnel. If you were to live in my head, or I used to live in your head for 1 second, none of it would make sense. Because whatever instruments we have to perceive light and shit, you know what I mean? All of it's... I was reading it somewhere. By good old Bob, Robert Anton Wilson. Here we go. We're all looking from the point of view of our own reality tunnels. And when we begin to realize that we are all looking from the point of view of our own reality tunnels, we find that it is much easier to understand where other people are coming from. All the ones who don't have the same reality tunnel as us do not seem ignorant, or deliberately perverse, or lying, or hypnotized by some mad ideology. They just have different reality tunnels. And every reality tunnel might tell us something interesting about how our world really is, if we're willing to listen. Fucking, yeah, go on, old Bob. He's my fave, man. You should get into Robert Anton Wilson. Believe nothing, suspect everything. Anyway, I don't know. This isn't, I think, the best one, but I gotta go to the pizza basement. It's always cool to hang out with you guys. You know? Hey, it's good to be alive. Today in yoga, I was like fucking doing a stretch, and I could feel my whole like heartbeat through my ankle. It's cool, man. You're constantly like pumping. Your whole body is vibrating. It's like as your blood moving the oxygen to your brain and heart and organs, and then expelling the carbon dioxide and shit. You know what I mean? Someday that's all going to stop. I think about that constantly. Like every minute. It's gonna stop. And I don't know what happens then. Maybe I just jump into someone else's reality tunnel, you know what I mean? I could live in your head and you could live in my head. If we lived in each other's heads, there'd be a lot less problems, wouldn't there? It'd be a lot more boring. Okay, I'm gonna go. You guys are awesome. Peace out. God bless.